Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about the Falcons at Seattle ahead of Sunday's game. We welcome into the program the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn. Morning to you, Coach.
Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Hugh. Good morning, John.
Hey, Coach, before we get to the game, let's begin with obviously the big news that broke yesterday morning at about this time. What went into the decision to trade Mosunu to New England?
Well, just quite honestly, John, it's just a good opportunity for the team, and we'll always, make decisions based on that. We're always looking to develop guys, and that's Calvin and Russ and the guys to go. So basically just based on the team and good opportunity for the team.
All right, so we have one trade down, and a lot of Falcons fans are wondering, the trade deadline is next Tuesday, and whether or not we've heard, Coach, a lot of rumors, and I know these are internet and media rumors, that the Falcons are talking to other teams. Are we to expect that you will be open to, the possibility of making more moves?
Well, I think you're talking about it all the time, John, when you're, talking about the roster and you're always looking to that. So this time of year, you're right. As it gets closer to a trade deadline in any sport, some rumors and things fly up. But until there's anything to report, nothing really on that end. And just focus all our attention, our time on this week's game.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to Falcons head coach, Coach Dan Quinn. Coach, have you had any talks with Arthur Blank regarding the future of the franchise?
Well, we talk a lot, and so every week. And so we talk, from the time I arrived here all the way through now. He's in constant communication. And when Arthur Blank throws the support behind you, you feel from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And so to me, that's something that we do all the time, regarding the team and where we're at, and injuries, and, anything that affects the team. We always have discussions involving the team.
This is a bottom line business, Coach. And if things don't turn around soon, are you understanding the decisions that might be facing Mr. Blank?
Gotcha. Well, I would say for me, Hugh, more than anything, I spend all my time here to try and get it right. I don't think of a worse mental space to go to say, what if I don't? So the only thing that that matters is just this week and playing like we're capable of. So, hey, trust me, I understand where we're at. And I understand exactly where we're at. But more than anything, man, just spend our team time on the thing that we can get right and not if we don't.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh. On Sports Radio 929, the game, Falcons and Seahawks on Sunday. Coach, you assume the role of defensive coordinator, and we understand that last week that you may have kind of sought to share some of that load, I think, for lack of a better term, to relinquish some of those things to other people. How's that work out?
Well, yeah, I'm still the defensive coordinator. It's not such a big story.
Right.
I think a lot of staffs do it. Made calls in the game yesterday and make calls this week. There's no change in the week, but more than anything, we've got very good coaches. We're always fluid in our communication. Bob Sutton and Jeff Ulbrich and Jerome Henderson, I lean on them a lot in their areas of specialties. And so just trying to find, a rhythm of what's working. Can we improve on third down? Can we improve in certain areas? And so I'm much more interested in the way we play it, versus what we call. But we have that kind of experience. Of course, you're going to lean on them, especially in the areas of specialty. But that's been true a lot, where it's more fluid as we go through the games.
Sports Radio 929 Again, we're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Coach Dan Quinn. Coach, a few years ago, Vic Beasley led the league in sacks. Both he and Tad McKinley are the first-round picks. Why can't either one of these guys seem to get to the quarterback right now?
Yeah, sir. Number one, everybody's frustrated about that because, all the momentum and the big plays that come with that and the abilities to create some turnover. So we're going to work like crazy here to do that. That's such an important part of playing really good defense. And so it has been frustrating to do that. And so the guys are going to work as hard as they can to get there. But it's been definitely, for everybody involved, not to be able to affect the quarterback in that way. And trust me, we're looking into every single possible edge to gain so we can do that. And we'll press like crazy to get there because these guys, certainly are putting in the work to do that. So we're not backing off one bit, but it's definitely been frustrating for everybody involved.
Yeah, no question. We keep being told, Coach, that we're getting closer every week, but on game day, we keep getting the same results. How much more tweaking can be done defensively and if things don't, for things to start improving?
Well, I'd say that the only thing you're judged on is the wins and losses, you know, and that's you know, we're in a results business. So there's certainly in different games and different moments where there are things that are improving, you know, whether it's, you know, missed tackles down, penalties down. But the best thing, you know, that we can do to help create momentum and get a win is to create some turnovers. And so certainly the guys are taking their shots at it, but there's all sorts of ways you can do that, whether it's forcing fumbles or interceptions. But when the turnover margin goes your way, you certainly have a much better chance to do that. But the only thing that matters is the win. And that's all we're judged on, and that's all we're going after. So that's where, you know, our attention is. But, you know, certainly creating some takeaways is a big piece in that.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh. Coach, before we get to talking about facing your old team here, could you update us on the health of the club?
Well, we'll find out more as the week goes. Matt Ryan had a sprained ankle in the game. He's working as hard as he can to get back. We'll have a better sense for him, you know, as the week goes. But as far as toughness and being a warrior, like, he's, you know, you wouldn't ever count Matt Ryan out of the fight. Trufant is also in the same space, you know, with his toe, and so we'll have a better sense for him today. He's going to put in a good run and see where he goes. We just don't know when you have an injury like that until you go and plant and change directions at full speed. You know, for him to play out on the outside on the freeway, you've got to be able to go. And so we'll have a better sense on both of them as the week progresses. But at this point, you know, we're keeping all options available for those guys.
Is Ryan and Trufant, you think that those are possible game-time decisions? Is that what possibly facing you?
I hope we'll have a better sense before then, you know, as it gets into Friday and Saturday. If they can get into some practice reps, then certainly that's, you know, when it looks best. But knowing where they're headed and the mindset, you know, they're going to do everything they can, you know, over the next 4 and 5 days to put themselves in a position to do that. And if they can, those two have earned that, and they would certainly get their chance to.
If I can, Ito Smith, is it a concussion? Where do we stand with that in terms of running back depth, too?
Ito Smith is in the concussion protocol, and he's here and doing well, but he will be out for this week's game.
All right, and anybody active, what are you looking at? Well, I guess Brian Hill played last week, so we'll see how that works out. Coach, let's go ahead and move on to the game this week. You're facing Russell Wilson, a guy that you obviously know very well personally for as many times as you coached with him and against him. He has continued to be – there are people who are saying, Coach, he's MVP of the league so far this year.
Well, I think, you know, what, you know, you see number one is, like, great care of the ball. And this is a guy, he's not afraid to take shots. And so he's throwing the ball down the field with, you know, great accuracy, and especially to Lockie. You can see this connection that the two of them have on scramble plays and plays outside the pocket. And so on the run is when he's been as dangerous as ever, because you're really, you know, defending the first play. And then when the second play takes place, they have a real knack, you know, for, you know, how to get open while on the move and, you know, working back to the quarterback. And on the run, he can throw it, you know, almost in any direction and really rip it. So where he doesn't have to, you know, get his feet set, you know, on the run to deliver a good ball. So in the run game, you know, certainly, you know, they have some zone read, you know, part of their plan. But the thing that has impressed me so far was his ability to really be accurate in the way that he throws it.
Now, I know this is the first time that you went up against him, Coach, but how does it feel going up against your old team?
Yeah, honestly, you know, everything is focused just on this game. So that's all we're looking for, man, see if we can battle to go get a win. There'll always be some guys you'll shake a hand to and give a hug afterwards. But in the fight, it's all about, you know, seeing how well we can play and getting our game aligned like we want to.
All right. It's all about getting that that one break that you seem to need, Hugh. You know, Hugh and I were talking about, you know, just having that one little spark that will get you that victory and set you on course here, Coach. So I hear you. I mean, we're all still, you know, hanging around trying to figure this all out, too. And appreciate your taking a few minutes, and we look forward to the game against Seattle. Go out and get a win.
Thank you, guys. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.